Hello, Mina here, back for another episode. And today's episode is a very special one. It's for all the teachers. And if you've been listening to this podcast since my launch on July 6th, you will have heard my story and you'll know that I'm a teacher. So don't worry if you're not a teacher. It doesn't mean you have to unsubscribe to this podcast. I hope you don't, because I love your support and would love to have you continue listening. And I want you to also know that not all future episodes will be for teachers, but I felt a real calling to do an extra special episode to all my fellow teachers, especially with back to school time. I also want you to know, even if you're not a teacher, you might benefit still from this episode, so still continue to listen. And I also want you to know that as I'm recording this, I haven't started my school year yet. I will be starting this Wednesday. When you hear this episode, it'll be a week since I started my school year. I am teaching again this year the students, just like last year, who medically couldn't come in through my district. And the last 2.5 years, I've been teaching from home, which was amazing. But this year, I'll be teaching in person, and I'll be going into the central office to teach. So it'll be a change. And with change comes challenges, comes new opportunities, and growth. So at first, I was a little frustrated because I have to teach in person, and I'm so used to teaching from home. But then I took it as a learning experience. And this is ultimately an opportunity to grow and evolve as an individual and as a teacher. So don't take all challenges as a negative experience or go into it negatively. Think about it in terms of how you're going to grow, how you're going to evolve, how you're going to change, and how you're going to be the best person, as well as in this opportunity, how I'm going to be the best teacher and how you are going to be the best teacher in this school year. Hi, and welcome to the Love Life Now podcast. I'm your host, Mina Eithal, a certified holistic life coach and the founder of Love Life Now Coaching. I'm on a mission to help women find balance and joy in the work they do and the life they live, because I used to be you. Over the course of 11 years, I experienced debilitating anxiety as a result of being scrutinized by principals in my career as an elementary classroom teacher. This left me feeling unfulfilled in my career. My clients come to me because they also feel unfulfilled in their careers. We have experienced anxiety about work, the Sunday night scaries or blues as I call it, hitting snooze over and over because we didn't want to start our workday, and lacking confidence in ourselves and our abilities in the workplace. Luckily, I found a way out, and I'd like to share it with you because life is not meant to be wasted away constantly worrying or dreading work, and you're also not meant to overwork yourself to the point of burnout. Instead, you're meant to enjoy and fully embrace joyful moments. In this podcast, I will be discussing what has helped my clients and I find fulfillment in the work we do. There is a way out, and it certainly doesn't have to be spent living with fear, anxiety, or dread for your workday. In fact, I am confident that you too can find balance and joy in the work you do, and you too can look forward to each and every day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Now let's get started. Today, I want you to do one thing. So as a teacher, I want to ask you a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being horrible and 10 being fantastic, how would you rate your school year so far? And I know some of you have only had a few days of your school year, a week of your school year, because you started after Labor Day. Some of you have had a month, maybe a little bit longer, or you've had a few weeks. But regardless, I want you to rate yourself with 1 being really low, that your school year sucks, and 10 being amazing. How would you rate your school year? And just think about it, you might want to jot it down in a notebook or on a piece of paper and keep that in a special place or in a special spot where you can remember where you put it. That way, as the school year continues, and no judgment here, if you put 1, your school year sucks, 5, it's in between, or 10, it's amazing. Again, no judgment here, and I don't want you to judge yourself as a teacher, because that's when you tend to burn out. That's when you tend to feel insecure. That's when you feel unfulfilled. That's when you might even feel like you're not good enough. And I don't want you to think that way. I just want you to keep that number in the back of your mind and see, as I'm talking, how you can make things better for yourself. And if things are a 10, awesome. See if you can make it an 11. As the school year progresses in a few weeks from now or even a month from now, I want you to reassess yourself. Is your school year at that moment a 1? Is it a 5? Is it a 10? Or somewhere in between? And do that throughout the year just so you can self-assess yourself and see what things you need to tweak and change. And again, no judgments here. Today, as I'm recording this episode, it is a special day in India. It's also a special day here in the US. It's Labor Day, but in India, it's Teacher Day. And our Teacher Day is in May, but in India, it is Teacher Day today. So my dad wished me through text, Happy Teacher Day. And I said, thank you so much. And I also said, you know what? Teachers do so much and we have so many roles. We're not just teachers. We're nurses. We're doctors. We are lawyers to break up fights. We're secretaries. We take on so many roles. And there are so many challenges because we're taking on so many roles. Another role that we might take on is we are essentially, I'm putting it in air quotes, mothers and or dads, if you're a guy listening. Of course, my audience is all women, but you know, the occasional significant other or husband might be listening in the background, and he might be a teacher too. So we take on so many roles, and we're mothers for our students when they're away from their mothers. It just got me thinking that as the school year starts for me, and I'm fortunate that I'm going to be having some of the same students as last year. And so one of the changes is, obviously, like I said, I'm going in person to school. So it's going to be a little bit of a change, some challenges. And so I wanted to do an extra special episode to talk about how you as a teacher can create a healthy work-life balance so that teaching and your role as a teacher doesn't control you, that you ultimately control your role as a teacher. So I want to say that again. I want you, as you're starting your school year, to take control of your teaching role so that it does not take control over you. Because we also have expectations from parents. We have challenging students that can make or break our school year. We also have administrators who come to observe us on a constant basis. And if you are a listener who's not a teacher, we get pop-in observations all the time from administrators right up to the superintendent. So last year I had the assistant superintendent came to observe my online classroom. I was really tired that day, and I'll admit I wasn't 100% and I didn't have all my lesson plans together, but I still made it work and I rocked that observation. But it can be stressful. Teaching is very, very stressful. As you start the school year, I don't want you to constantly have that Sunday scaries and be having that pit in your stomach. Oh, Monday's coming. I have to start work. I don't want to go to work. Or today being a day off for Labor Day in the US. As you're listening to this podcast, you know, obviously it's not the day off on a Monday, but I'm recording it on a Monday. So what if you have a Monday off, I don't want you to get the Sunday scaries on a Monday just because you're dreading the start of your work week. I want you to be excited to see your students, excited to put your best foot forward, and excited to take on the challenges and the opportunity that the new week can provide for you. So I have 3 tips that I'm going to be sharing to help you to create a healthy work-life balance as a teacher. And again, if you're not a teacher and you're still listening, some of these tips might relate to you too and might help you in your work and your life. So here goes. And these tips are going to really help you to set your school year off on the right foot. So if the last few weeks of your school year haven't been the greatest, you can make a change and you can from this day forward say, I am going to create a healthy work-life balance. It is going to happen. I can do this. I know you can do this. If I can do this, you can do this. So let's start with those tips. Tip number one, set boundaries. So I can't tell you how many times I see teachers take on all the roles. As I described earlier, we are doctors, we're lawyers, we do secretarial work, we are caregivers, we are teachers. We take many roles. We have many hats, rather. And sometimes as teachers, we want to give our best. And sometimes when we give our best, we feel drained and depleted. And we can't pour from an empty cup. When we're drained and we're depleted as a teacher, we can't be our best for our students. So one way that you can set boundaries is by saying no. It's okay to say no. And don't feel guilty about it. Even if your boss or supervisor is counting on you to take on that role in that committee, and that committee meets after school, but you have kids who you want to take to extracurricular activities, and you might be a single parent, or maybe your significant other is not able to take your kids to the extracurricular activity, or even if you're single like me, and you don't want to take on an extra committee that meets after school, or before school, or during your planning time, or during your lunch, because you shouldn't have to. So don't feel guilty and just say no. It's okay. I'm giving you permission to say no. And also, make sure that you're sticking to your contracted hours as best as you can. If your contracted hours are 8:15 to 3:45 and your students leave at 3:30 and you want to stay a little bit extra, don't go overboard. I know in my first few years of teaching, I was staying more than an hour after school, 2 hours even, sometimes even 3 hours, and I was completely exhausted. I would go home with a bag of stuff that I wanted to even get done after school, even after I stayed after school. That never happened. It would just travel with me, but I wouldn't even touch it when I got home. And I would quickly eat dinner, and then I would pass out on the couch. And the next day comes, I was extremely exhausted, and the cycle continued. I would go to work. I would stay after school for many hours, getting planning and preparation done. I would bring that huge, humongous bag home, and it obviously affected my shoulders because now I have neck arthritis, and it also affected my neck. And I wonder if that heavy bag contributed to it with all those papers and all the laminating that I was going to cut out that never happened, or some of it happened, but I would fall asleep doing some of those tasks, or sometimes they didn't even get done. Or on the weekends, I would have that bag, but I wouldn't even touch it because I was so exhausted and so drained, and physically, mentally drained. I was at my max. I encourage you instead to do something different. Have a cutoff time, whether it's half hour after your contracted time, 45 minutes past your contracted time, or even an hour past your contracted time, and stick to it. If you're a morning person, come in an hour early, but don't come any earlier. There are going to be occasions when you can't avoid that, like parent-teacher conferences, when you have evening conferences and you have to do that because it's in your contract, or it's open house and you have to stay late, or it's during report card time and you have to get report cards done on the weekend. But try to set boundaries and say no to staying late or coming in too early, or staying past your contracted time, and also saying no to taking on tasks or responsibilities or being part of committees when it's past your contracted time, or it's during your planning time, or it's during your lunch, because those are your sacred time and you deserve that. And also one more thing, stop responding to emails from parents, colleagues, or supervisors or principals when you're not working, or text messages or answering phone calls, because they can wait. Unless it's an emergency, try not to answer them or give a quick response and then carry on with what you're doing, because you need to have a life outside of teaching. We deserve to have a life outside of teaching. Remember that. All right, on to tip number two. Tip number two is take time for you. It's all about the self-care. You gotta make yourself a priority. When you make yourself a priority, you are telling yourself that you are important and you matter. After all, you're a human first, you're a teacher second. Remember that. You're a human first and a teacher second. So teacher, I know your life is busy. You have a lot on your plate. I have a lot on my plate. Some of you are mamas, and once you leave work, you have to tend to your kids. Some of your kids are young, and you might have other responsibilities as well. Some of you even have part-time jobs to make ends meet, and you have other responsibilities if you're single. And even if you're not single, you have other responsibilities. We all have other responsibilities outside of teaching, making sure that our home is clean, tidy, we have food on the table, making sure that we're well rested. There's so many things. And when we don't take care of ourselves, we are drained and depleted. And it's just like your cell phone battery. When your cell phone battery and you haven't charged it, it's 10%. It's time to recharge your cell phone battery. Same way, when you are drained and depleted, it's time to recharge your battery. And so make sure you take time for you. And some of the ways you can take time for you is by scheduling in time for you. So one thing that I do and I prioritize is exercise. I love my exercise classes. And this will lead into tip number three. But what I do is I schedule them in. I make sure it's a priority. I put it on my calendar. So if you want to have a night with your girlfriends for dinner, schedule that in during the week. Make it a priority like you make teaching a priority, like you make a doctor's appointment a priority, like you make your kid's dental appointment a priority. Schedule it in. Also, schedule in a bubble bath if you want to, an Epsom salt soak. It's good for your muscles. Schedule in a manicure if that's something you enjoy. Schedule in time to just sit on the couch and watch your favorite show. One of my favorite shows is Married at First Sight on Lifetime. So sometimes I'll be honest, I forget that it's on. And luckily I DVR it and I watch it later and I schedule in time to do that. Because if you don't make yourself a priority, you are going to only train yourself. And as the days go on, as the school year continues, you're going to come into school so drained and so depleted that you can't be at your best self for your students. If you're not at your best self, you're not going to be at your best self for your students. And find what works for you. I want you and I encourage you. I'm going to give you a challenge. I want you for the next couple weeks to do this one thing. Say for 3 weeks. I'm going to give you just 3 weeks. And then you can continue it on further. I want you to take up your planner, because we all know teachers have those planners. I have one too. And so take out that planner. And every week, I want you to schedule something in just for you. Whether it is a movie night, and you can incorporate other people, movie night with your family and maybe your kids, whether it's watching your favorite TV show, whether it's getting takeout, whether it's going out with your girlfriends, and schedule that in. Or having a bubble bath, Epsom salt soak, schedule that in. It could be a 10-minute thing. It could be a longer activity. But schedule one activity for the next 3 weeks, and it could be different activities, and see how you feel. And you'll notice that you'll be a well-rounded teacher because you're making yourself a priority. On to tip number three. Tip number three is make your health a priority. I firmly believe that my health is my greatest asset. Your health is your greatest asset. And I want you to think of it this way. I've mentioned this before. When you're drained and depleted and not your best, your health is affected. And that causes often sickness. It can cause illness. And it could possibly even cause worse, which I won't even go there. So make your health a priority. And some of the ways that I make my health a priority is making sure I get exercise and movement in. And I go hardcore. I'm not expecting you to go hardcore. I exercise 6 days a week at my gym classes. Friday is my day off, which it's great because it is a day to relax for me and enjoy the end of the week. So that's a great day not to have to exercise. And I do exercise classes. That might not work for you. Find what works for you. Go for a walk, get some movement in with your students, but do also things outside of the classroom too. Maybe during your lunch break, if you have time, go for a walk. I know as teachers, we don't always have that time. After school, go for a walk, go to the gym, do a Zumba workout through YouTube, whatever you need to do, but get some movement in. I want to give you a little fact. The American Heart Association recommends 150 minutes of moderately intense activity or 75 minutes of higher intense aerobic activity or a combination of both per week. So remember that when you're exercising, it doesn't always have to be hardcore like I do. And then also eat nutritious foods, lots of fruits and vegetables, because when you fuel your body right, you are more energized. But when you're not eating the right foods and you're always snacking on junk food or desserts, and I have a guilty pleasure of desserts and especially anything chocolate, but I do it in moderation, and that's okay. When you're not feeling yourself right, your body tends to shut down. And again, that's when illness happens and we aren't at our best. And make sure you drink plenty of water throughout the day. Also, try to not have as much sugary or fatty foods. You might be satisfied in the moment, but then you might feel later, an hour later, or the next day, you might feel sluggish, you might feel lethargic, you might have some anxiety, because I know for me, sugary foods, if I eat too much of it, it makes me very anxious. So make sure you fuel your body right with fruits, vegetables, and drinking lots of water. And you can drink lots of water while you're teaching. I know us teachers, we don't always get to go to the bathroom during the day, but after school, drink a lot of water and then seek support when you need it. It's okay to ask for help. If you need help during the day, ask a colleague for help. If you need support from your supervisor or colleague or principal, ask them for help. Seek support from a therapist. Seek support from me. I am here for you as a life coach. Seek support. And then lastly, get enough sleep every night. Because if you're tired and drained in your work, teaching, not getting enough sleep, that can affect you too. When you need support, it's okay to ask for support when you're feeling anxious, overwhelmed, or burnt out as a teacher. It's okay. And I can help you because I know where you've been. I've been where you've been, and I have some tools that can help you and guide you. So again, those are my three tips for you as a teacher. And if you're not a teacher, hopefully you can also relate to these tips and they can help you create a healthy work-life balance so that if you are a teacher, teaching doesn't get the best of you, that you control your school year. And if you're not a teacher, hopefully these tips can help you in your workplace and in your job. If you would like even more support in creating a healthy work-life balance as a teacher, click the link in the show notes to schedule a free call with me so we can chat further and I can see how I can best support you. And don't forget to also join Love Life Now community on Facebook. It's my free Facebook group for more support in finding balance and joy in your work and life. And thank you again for listening to this episode. It means the world to me. And if you are a teacher or you know any teachers who might benefit from this episode, please send them this link so they can listen to this episode as well as future and past episodes. And stay tuned in 2 weeks for the next episode, which comes out on September 28th. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Love Life Now podcast. I hope you gain insight on steps you can take to find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. Let this podcast be a source of education, inspiration, and motivation for you as you take action on creating balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. If you found this episode to be of value to you, please share this with any women you know who are going through similar career or job struggles and might benefit from listening to this podcast. And If you'd like additional support, please reach out to me at mina@lovelifenowcoaching.com. Sending each and every one of you my love. Know that you too can find balance and joy in the work you do and the life you live. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss out on any future episodes.